Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Off a very vivid and impressive debut album, that was Los Angeles-based pianist and composer Jordan Siegel with the tune The Abyss off the 2020 CD Beyond Images. This project brings his musical worlds together in a vibrant and eclectic collection of original pieces inspired by cinema's greatest composers. The album combines the inventiveness and interplay of jazz with that transportive emotional power of the best film scores, and he knows a lot about that. As you can tell with this project, he has always had an expressive original voice in a variety of different mediums, whether scoring projects for film and television, or performing and improvising before audiences on stages around the globe. He approaches every pursuit with the same mission in mind, to create music that truly moves people. Over the past decade, he has juggled his diverse interests while gaining a steadily rising profile in each respective realm. Music has always been for him, from a very early age, a place of comfort, and he got a full scholarship to the Berklee College of Music and the chance to study with stars in the jazz world like Danilo Perez, Fred Hirsch, and the great Aaron Goldberg. We caught up with him here at the show to talk jazz and so much more. It was a great one, and he opened up about what he loves best about being a musician.
Best about being a pianist and working as a pianist is a collaboration of it. I love playing. There's so many great players in LA, and so it's such a joy to be able to perform with them and to record with them. Yeah, there's also an instant satisfaction that I get from the piano work that you don't necessarily get when you're composing orchestration, because it's such a long process.
And John Christopher, this is the kind of guy here that you probably don't know of, but you've heard a lot because he's in a lot of TV and film stuff.
I meet a lot of those in the industry, of course, some of them known as ghost artists or ghost singers. You never know, you know, it's like the old Spice commercial, the guy doing the whistling.
Yeah.
That is actually Toots Thielemans. The guy, not only was he able to, play a mean harmonica, but Toots had quite the talent of whistling. The trick to whistling correctly into a microphone is not to whistle directly into it, or all you'll get is...
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a jazz town, waking up and ready to swing from the Green Lady Lounge to the Blue Room, right here in 2021 Kansas City, Missouri. Always here to give you jazz anytime, any week, anywhere, baby. From famed saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Charlie Barnett, we go next. A little old school from the contemporary. This is the Pumped and Turnpike off a Best of Big Bands compilation that John Christopher gifted me. And this is the gift that will keep on giving.
These are the guys that a lot of pop music is standing upon, folks.
Thank you. name is Adonis Rose. Some are from New Orleans, and thank you for listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.
This is called a bounce beat. This comes from New Orleans.
Oh,
yeah.
This is New Orleans all the way. Chi-Town, I think they're feeling it, Chi-Town. I think you might have to.
And it don't quit, and it don't stop, and it don't quit, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. If you in the spot, it's a perfect fit. And it don't stop, and it don't quit, and it don't stop, and it don't quit, and it don't stop, and it don't quit. If you in the spot, it's a perfect fit. Hey yo, Detroit, stand up, get your hands up. More better on the move, I'm here to get these grands up. Yeah, I stand tough, even through the aftermath. Real life is a test, and you gotta pass. Keep my focus so it's clear like an open path. I never mind gray clouds from the overcast. And I pray to God I like hold a different path. Fame and fortune was the life that they never had. And for knowledge and power, truth be the tower. Thunders and showers rain down on these cowards. Who ain't got the heart to fight? More better coming through the night. Bringing with the heart and light. Get it right, never twist it. More better twist it. More better spit it. Adonis brings on tour, ready to rip it. I'm physically gifted. Chuck to unlift it. Knowing in a damn thing, and she gon' let that horn sing. And if you don't know, now you know. Word. And the beat bang, and we do our thing. And every time we come, yeah, it's never the same. It be like freestyle, that be on top of the brain. He be like, yeah, man, that boy be insane. Then he not playing, taking off like a plane. Learjet, never sweat, huh? What? Make some noise in here, y'all. Now everybody in this place jump, make some noise. All the fellas get the girls, girls grab the boys. I know you in the spot, gon' raise your voice. We about to let loose, it's time to rejoice. Now everybody in this place jump, make some noise. All the fellas get the girls, girls grab the boys. Now I know you in the spot, gon' raise your voice. We about to let loose, it's time to rejoice. Come on. Come on. Put your hands in the air. Come on. Put your hands in the air. Come on. Break it down. Keep reaching for the stars while we partying on Mars. Put away your cars, no charge, these open bars. You think that you're cooking on hits, that's a mirage. And you know that you've been in his head like a massage. Living large, turned up and double charged. Who would have thought that a hornet on mic could take us this far? Raising the bar, look up and there we are. Shine so bright with a swear we was some stars. Get down, I lay down, these streets be my playground. My first class, no greyhound, don't mess with my downtown. Look for me, ain't hard to find, my address be found. Checking me, I'm doing fine, come see me for the peace of mind. And you know I go harder than a rodeo. We don't deal with them players, cause they have to be so-and-so. We were out here getting those, that your bitch friend or foe. I don't know what you been told, but truth be told, I'm still on toe.
That was New Orleans jazz drummer Adonis Rose with the tune Maurice's Rap off the latest 2021 CD, Live at the Blue Llama. And do we ever need that live music recording these days? This is a batch of cats that have nailed it, giving us the essence. And we talked to Adonis about quite a bit recently, and he elaborated on why now is the best time to release music.
You know, I think right now was probably the most appropriate time for us to put the recording out because of all of the things that we're dealing with the pandemic. You know, I'm down in New Orleans. Everything has been shut down there and pretty much all around the world for musicians. So things have been really difficult. So I think right now, peace of mind is something that I think a lot of people are either looking for or have at this point.
While still in his early 20s, he won the esteem of fellow artists who have received acclaim at an early age. He learned well during a cauldron of jazz and has earned the respect of elders and remains one of the best with the young lions behind the kit these days. The one thing that's interesting about what's happened during this pandemic, in the beginning, a lot of people were very hesitant to release anything because they couldn't do anything live. But now it's the only way to connect with the audience.
Yeah, that's right. You got to use what's available to us. And we certainly live in a day and age where it's not impossible at all to talk, to converse. It's not the same as having a body in the room with you, but it's just about.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to see the expressions and the reactions on people when you're performing, that's not hard to do. It's called a camera.
Yeah. Let's stay in that New Orleans frame of mind here. Here's the storied New Orleans jazz band with the tune Minded My Business, and that business is moving on here on the big parade going on down the proverbial jazz road. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Clifton Davis, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
That was the esteemed and very busy man, singer and songwriter, actor and minister Clifton Davis with the Bee Gees Adair Trio on his debut CD. That was the tune, I've Never Been in Love Before, off the 2020 CD, Never Can Say Goodbye. He became known early on with his work with the Jackson 5, and for more than 40 years he has been consistent with audiences and congregations around the world. He is best known for his five-year run as Reverend Reuben Gregory on the NBC TV series, Amen. We caught up with him here at the show with a far-ranging conversation, and I wanted to know what his key to longevity was. It's a great Sammy Davis story.
I would attribute my longevity to something Sammy Davis Jr. once told me sitting in his living room. He said, Clifton, the thing I really admire about you is how much you're like me. He said, you're a triple threat. He said, you can sing, you can act, you can dance. I said, well, maybe not dance, Sam. I can write music. He said, well, that's it. You sing, you can act, you write music. And he said to me, and that's good, Cliff, he said, because if one door closes, another one can open.
In other words, be kind of your own Renaissance man. If anything, be flexible.
That is right. From jazz saxophonist and leader of the Casa Loma Orchestra, Glenn Gray, this is the tune Smoke Rings off that glorious 2004 CD compilation of the best of the big band. We keep moving on with it.
Thank you. this is Christopher Burnett with the Artist Recording Collective here in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domina.
That was a man that embodies the best of the Kansas City jazz world as a saxophonist, educator, businessman, and overall cheerleader for the scene. That was Christopher Burnett with his quintet known as CBQ Plus 5 on his take on Corcovado off the 2020 CD Standards Volume 1. And we caught up with him about the release. We always love talking to him. And he talked about the love of the classics.
This year I turned 65, and that was the music that really motivated me. I was alive, you know, and I was 4 years old in 1959, the year that jazz was said to be really a big deal, and all the things that went on in 1959, Giant Steps, you know, Mingus album, you know, Kind of Blue, all of that. So that was the music that basically I heard growing up. And then I grew up in the era of the civil rights movement, saw that growing up. You know, I was a kid alive when all of these seminal figures were walking on the planet.
He served for 22 years in the Army and spent years on the road, and now keeps the jazz very much alive. And this new CD is his way of keeping the long story tradition of jazz alive. And this cat is one of those guys in Kansas City that really genuinely is going to keep the torch going for a long, long time. We keep moving back and forth here from the modern to the old school, and we take the time machine back again here. Here's the very first Kansas City jazz band to achieve national recognition. This is the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra with the tune Yes Sir, That's My Baby off the Roaring Twenties collection. And hopefully we are entering our own version of the Roaring Twenties as we hit play.
Mike Wilner from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy.
That was the musical collective known as the Bloomerangs, with the tune Home off their latest 2020 CD, Moments and Fragments. This band is dedicated to exploring musical genres from all over the world. The mission to integrate different cultures and sounds as a vehicle to a universal human expression through music. We did catch up with Rodrigo in the band, and he is on the guitar, and he talked about the hopeful future as we move on past this COVID-19 pandemic shutdown world.
So, you know, going back to the roots of the understanding of the importance of being together and close as humans. So that is the one thing I'm taking up the most. I guess this is my day 34, you know, on lockdown, and I am a little bit having feverish today when we're doing this. So it makes me, you know, go back into the understanding that even, and thanks to the tools that we have to still relate to each other, going back to how, you know, we're trying to use the record to reconnect with everybody. But it's also the sense of the importance of, you know, being together.
From the Brooklyn Proud Collective known as the Echo Park Project, here's the tune, Charanga and Q off the 2021 CD, It's My Turn, as the turns keep on coming around here on the show.
Dickin. I'm one of the members of the international collective Dykon, coming out of Bangkok, originally from Pittsburgh. You're listening to Neon Jazz. This is my music. I really hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
That was Pittsburgh-born, Bangkok-based jazz bassist and composer Matt Dickin with his outfit of international cats on the electronic jazz-infused track called Joaquin Phoenix off his new 2020 CD, Chapo Breaks Out. This is a fascinating, curious, and adventurous cat that reached out directly to the show. We reached back out, and he talked to us, and he happened to have a gig recently. Bangkok is not as badly affected by COVID as America. And he opened up about the magic of being on stage again, and it just so happened the day we spoke, they were going into a lockdown, and they only had 200 cases in their country.
I played two gigs in March, maybe three. It's just like, it's incredible, and like, you realize how much people missed it, and like, and it's you and the audience, right? And like, you're both doing the same thing, like, you're both feeding off each other, and so like, you know, that first gig back after the lockdown, we had so much fun. And it's like, it's not about hitting every beat right or anything like that. Like you just play it a little bit more loose because you're having fun, and you know the audience is just like happy to be there. And
finally, we're ready to sail on out of this jazz universe with the biggest star in jazz. Here's saxophonist Kamasi Washington with a tune my wife played for me on the car radio the other day. It's been a few weeks back. And it was so good, I had no idea how to place it or who it was. And it was Kamasi. And it was the tune Street Fighter Moss off his 2018 CD Heaven and Earth. And when I asked Matt about his dream gig of all time, and I do this, I always present, if you have a time machine, where are you going to go? And this was the show that he would go to. And he actually got to see it. Have a listen.
I went and I saw Kamasi at Jazz Fest a couple years ago. And I really couldn't imagine something better than that. But I guess maybe Miles' first quintet is probably, you know, incredible as well.
With that, we want to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always by my side, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I'm seriously thinking of taking on an assistant.
We got paperwork at the door for you, sir. All right. Reach out to us. We're always here, and we dig what you have to say to us. We really do. From musicians to fans, we really thrive off of what you have to say to us. So go ahead. Speak up. We're listening. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.